you went to New York City to be a poet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I had a little, I think the last job I had in Boston was at a publishing company, and I had written poems since I was a kid, but I had, at this job, which was just, you know, a crummy office job, I had a typewriter in front of me all day long, and so, so I would write poems on my typewriter all day long at work. It was great. It was a great poet job. But one day I wrote a poem at work, and it was a good one, and I looked at the poem, and I had this, like, amazing, I mean, I had a spiritual experience. I looked at the poem, and I thought, oh, this is real, and the job is not, you know? And it was kind of like this sort of flip-flop where the context became really the background, and the real context became the poem. And then, I mean, I was going to New York to be in graduate school, and I lasted for about 10 seconds, but the point was, it got me, you know, graduate school got me to New York, and then, you know, the East Village at that moment in the 70s was like an explosion of, you know, Patti Smith was just starting to perform out, and there was a real poetry rock moment that was incredibly exciting, and it was like, who would want to bother being in graduate school, you know? And I just stayed and just went out and read.
Yeah, do you remember the poem that gave you that spiritual experience?
Yeah. I mean, it's not one I read, and it's not one I've published either, but it's kind of, you know, it's there.
What's the title of it?
I think it's called Swan Song.